So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Arba'a Shemin Hain. There are four types of custodians. Shemichinam, an unpaid custodian. Vashayil, a borrower. Noisisachar, a paid custodian. And Vaseicher, a renter. The Mishnah now elaborates on the liabilities of each custodian and their consequences for swearing falsely. And Rashi formulates the principle as follows. Im nishba al davar shemuchuyiv alav im hayda, ubishvuas lepater atzmei melashalom. If the custodian swore falsely about an event for which he would have been obligated to pay, nimtza shekoyfrei mamin v'chayev karbon shvuas habegadon v'chemish v'ashem. He is liable to a carbon, and he must repay the deposit plus an additional fifth because he swore falsely to exempt himself from payment. However, v'im nishba al sheker al chinam kagoyin shem hayda lo hayim mishalom, if he needlessly swore falsely because he would have been exempt even if he had told the truth, he's not liable to a carbon asham because he did not swear falsely to exempt himself from payment. The Mishnah now elaborates on the liability of these custodians. An unpaid custodian always swears that he was not negligent and is exempt. A borrower is always liable, even for an einus, an unavoidable mishap. A paid custodian and the renter swear that they were not negligent if an einus occurred, such as if the animal was broken, captured, or died naturally, and are exempt, but they must pay if the deposit was lost or stolen. The Gemara explains that the liability of a renter is actually machloikis. Seicher kesa mishalim, remeir emek shemechinam, Rabbi Yehuda mekanoisi sachar. Remeir holds that a renter is like an unpaid custodian, while Rabbi Yehuda holds that a renter is like a paid custodian. However, Rabbi Bar Avuah, Ipchatani, others have these opinions reversed. The Gemara asks that either way, Hani arba hava shleisha hava. There are only three categories of liability, not four. The Gemara answers, arba shemin bidinein shleisha. There are four types of custodians divided into three categories of liability. The Mishnah continues, Amar la shem mechinam heichin shari. The owner inquired about his animal and the unpaid custodian replied, Amar loy meis, oy nishbar, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy ovad. He claimed that it died or was broken, captured, stolen, or lost, for which he would be exempt. However, in reality, another one of those mishaps occurred, but not the one he claimed. Even if he swore falsely, he's exempt from a carbon, because as Rashi explained earlier, he did not swear falsely to exempt himself from payment, because any of these mishaps exempts him from payment. Similarly, Hechin Shairi, the owner inquired about his animal. If the unpaid custodian denied the deposit completely, while it actually suffered a mishap for which he is exempt anyway, even though he swore falsely, he's exempt, because even if he had told the truth, he would also have been exempt. However, in the case of Heichin Shairi Amaloi Avad, if the Shemichin swore that the animal was lost, which exempts him, it depends as follows. If witnesses testify that he ate it, he must pay for the deposit, but he has no further liability. If he admits his guilt himself, he must add to the principal a fifth of its value and bring a carbon asham. Similarly, if he swore that the animal was stolen, which exempts him, it depends. If witnesses testify that he stole it, he must pay kefil, twice its value. If he admits his guilt himself, he must add a fifth of its value and brings a carbon asham. Mishnah continues, Amala echad b'shog, heichin shari sheganavta. Ho ima loy ganavti. Ve'edim ha'id noise sheganvo imisham tashlumi kefil. If a thief denies stealing an animal and is then contradicted by witnesses, he pays kefil. However, tavach u'machar, misham tashlumi abavach ha'misha. If they testify that he stole it and then slaughtered or sold it, he pays four times its value for a sheep and five times the value for an ox. However, ra'a edim shemashmashin uboin, Amar ganavti, avaloy tavachti v'lemecharti, and Misham el Karen. If he saw that witnesses were preparing to come to testify, and he therefore admitted to the theft but denied slaughtering or selling it, he's exempt from the fourfold and fivefold payment. Mishnah continues, Amar l'shoyel heichin shari. The owner inquired about his animal, and the borrower replied, Amar l'meis or nishbar or nishba or nigna v'yavid. He claimed that it died or was broken, captured, stolen, or lost, for which he would be liable to pay. However, in reality, another one of those mishaps occurred, but not the one he claimed. Even if he swore falsely, he's exempt from a carbon because he did not swear falsely to exempt himself from payment because he's liable for any of these mishaps anyway. However, Heichin Shariv, the owner, inquired about his animal. Amar loy, any day matasach, v'hu shemesa, nishbay nignamay avid. If the borrower denied the deposit, while it actually suffered a mishap, mashbacha aniva, amar amein chayv. If he swore falsely, he is liable for a covering, because if he had told the truth, he would have been liable. The Mishnah continues, amar l'naisi sachar v'haseicher Heichin Shariv. If the owner inquired about his animal, and the paid custodian or renter replied, Amalei meis a nishba, he claimed an inus, that it died or was broken or captured, while actually a different one of these mishaps occurred. Mashba'acha aniva, ama amin pater. Even if he swore falsely, he's exempt from a carbon because any of these mishaps exempts him from payment. Similarly, nignev b'husha avad, avad b'husha nignev, mashba'acha aniva, ama amin pater. If he swore that it was stolen, while it was actually lost, or the reverse, he's exempt from a carbon because he's liable for the deposit regardless. However, meis a nishba and nishba v'hu shenignev avad, mashbach aniva am amin chayev. If he swore that an einus occurred while it actually was stolen or lost, he's liable for a carbon because he lied to try to exempt himself. However, avad a nignev v'hu shemeis a nishba mashbach aniva am amin pater. If he swore that it was stolen or lost while it actually suffered an einus, he's exempt from a carbon because his lie would not have exempted him. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding all of these cases. Amar Rav. Rav holds that even when he is exempt for Shavuos HaBekadon, he's liable for Shavuos Bitui uttering a false oath because Isa B'Lav Ahen. The oath can be formulated in the positive or the negative. While Shmuel Amar Af Peturin Mishum Shavuos Bitui. Shmuel holds he's exempt for the Shavuos Bitui as well because Lesa B'Lav Haba. The oath cannot be formulated regarding the future. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Amar Abami, Kal Shavuos Shadayana Mashbiyan Isa, Ein Chayav Nele Mishum Shavuos Bitui. One is never liable for a shvuah bitui for an oath administered by Bezin, as the pasuk says, "Ay nefesh ki sishav levatim b'svasayim me'atzmai." If the word "ki" in the pasuk means "if," thus implying that the person is liable only for an oath that he himself chooses to make. The Gemara cites another opinion: Rabbi Lazar Eimer kulan petur m'shvuah shaymin v'chayav m'shum shvuah bitui. In all these cases that he's exempt from shvuah shaymin, he is liable for shvuah bitui. Chutz me'en yidea ma'atasach d'shayil v'gnev aveda d'naisa sachar u'fisha b'seicher shu chayiv shari kafir mamon. Except for a borrower who denies the deposit and the paid custodian or renter who claims that the deposit suffered an einus and was actually stolen or lost, in these two cases, they're liable for shavuos habikadon but not for shavuos bitui because their oath would exempt them from payment. The Mishnah concludes by formulating a general principle, zehaklal. Kol ha'mashana mi'chayiv l'chayiv u'mipat l'pater u'mipat l'chayiv pater. If he swore falsely but would have been liable or exempt regardless, or if he swore falsely to become liable, he's exempt for his oath. However, if he would have been liable and he swore falsely to exempt himself, he's liable for the oath. In other words, zehaklal. Kol hanishba l'hakel al atzmai chayev, l'hachmer al atzmai pater. If he swore to make it more lenient for himself, he's liable for the oath, but if his oath made it more stringent for himself, he's exempt. Hadner lach arba shaymin v'slikala mesechta shavuos. Rav Bergsham completed the 8th parak and Masechta Shavuos, and will begin Masechta Avodah Zarah in the next shiur, Be'ezras Hashem.